Stephanie Harsha joining us here on SVI Media. She's a senior public relations specialist with the Wyoming Department of Transportation District 3. We're in LaBarge tonight, the LaBarge Town Hall, because there's a big project coming up here in southwest Wyoming. Stephanie, tell us about it.
Well, this is a very unique project and on many different fronts. It is a wildlife connectivity project for roughly 20 miles north of LaBarge. This area has been identified as has a high number of wildlife collisions, and it was definitely on WIDOT's radar, as well as the Wyoming Game and Fish. So we're looking at putting some connectivity, some fencing, and some crossings in.
When you say high numbers, give us a sampling. I know everybody's kind of aware of this area, that it's a tough place to drive at night, not only for the motorists, but for the deer, all animals.
Well, comparably, it's one of the hot spots across the state. There was a summit a few years ago where a lot of nonprofit groups, WIDOT and Game Fish, got together and identified certain areas across the state that had a high number of collisions with all sorts of wildlife. So you're looking at mule deer, moose, elk, and this was identified as one of those areas.
Okay. As this all comes together, what kind of time frame are we looking at? Talk a little bit about the specific areas. What is actually going to be constructed here near LaBarge?
Well, we're still in the preliminary phases of design. This was in our state transportation improvement plan for 2022. Now that we're doing, we just received some grant funding. So now that we have that, we'll be doing the full roughly 20 miles of that. So it could push into 2023, but right now we're looking at 2022, 2023 for construction.
And ultimately we'll see what when it's constructed. What's there? Give us a visual walkthrough of what we'll see.
So right now we're identifying areas where underpasses, so wildlife underpasses can be put in, and also fencing to work in conjunction with those underpasses. We're looking at anywhere from 8 to 16 possible underpasses.
Okay. What haven't we asked you that's important to this project? It's a big project, big news today, even as we speak here in the town of LaBarge and the town hall. Kind of a summary statement.
Well, I think the important thing to remember, this is a very unique project, and it was a group effort from WIDOT and from the Wyoming Game and Fish. Both the commissions from both agencies set aside money for this, as well as I believe that there will potentially be some public donations from some nonprofit groups or something that they're also looking at doing as well. So this project is unique in that it's a culmination of a lot of different agencies and a lot of people working together to get this done.
Okay. Stephanie Harsha, Senior Public Relations Specialist, District 3, Wyoming Department of Transportation.